Thank you for downloading this episode of Homefront, Radio 4's drama series set in Great War Britain.
The 1st of December 1917, Miss Phyllis Marshall.
Do get up off your hands and knees.
But I have to find it.
I still don't understand how the jewellery happened to be in here at all.
The children, egged on by Christine.
Oh, Christine.
Yes, they were playing with them. The string broke and pearls scattered all over the place.
Weren't the Reeds here for dinner?
They were.
Huh. That'll be it then.
What will be?
If anything's missing, it'll be them.
Oh, Adeline, I don't think so.
Look what they did to poor Mrs. White and her business.
It's not the same. She was German.
She wasn't. Her dead husband's parents were.
Still, she was a bit.
Which bit?
Now, listen here. If the Reeds were a bad lot, Johnny wouldn't be entertaining them, would he now?
Ah, you're both here.
Oh,
good. Two birds with one stone.
Oh,
good morning, Johnny, dear.
Good morning, Aunt Adeline. Aunt Phyllis, what on earth are you doing on the floor?
I was restringing the Fuderoff pearls when I discovered one of them is missing. I'm looking for it.
Although you could be forgiven for thinking she was truffle hunting.
Pearls before swine, eh? Oh, I'm sorry, Aunt Phyllis. That came out all wrong. I didn't mean... Here, let me help you.
Thank you.
Why don't we give Ada a fine-tooth comb and let her search this room from top to bottom?
Thank you, dear.
Now, I've come to ask you both... Well... tell you that the first ladies' football match to take place here at Collingwood is this afternoon. And I would like you both to attend.
Oh, lovely. I'll have something to write to Silas about.
Johnny, dear, no. I'm sorry, but it's not for OSOP.
OSOP?
Our sort of person.
Silas has nothing but praise for the game.
Well, Staff Sergeant Morrow is not quite OSOP either. Besides... football is not supposed to be played by young ladies.
It's actually said to be very good for their health.
That's as may be. But standing out in all weathers watching unsuitably clad young women run after a ball isn't good for mine.
Aunts, I'm not going to take no for an answer. We have, thanks to the Reeds, a new awning for the stand, so you won't be out in the weather. And, more importantly, Stanley Hobbs from the Examiner is covering the match himself.
I imagine that's because he's short-staffed and had no one else to send.
That's as may be, but the Armstrong-Vickers match is also on at St. James's Park and they're expecting crowds of thousands. So I'm very pleased indeed that he's chosen to cover our game instead.
He won't want to talk to us, this Hobbs chap.
It's not a matter of whether he wants to talk to you or not. It's a case of FF.
FF?
Family first.
I can't say that would be MCOMM.
Sorry?
My choice of a martial motto.
Nevertheless, it's very important that we have a full turnout, a show of unity, especially with the threat of a strike looming. I shall expect to see you both under the awning this afternoon.
Well, he can expect all he likes, but I don't see why I should jump too.
Phyllis, dear, aren't you forgetting something?
No, don't think so.
Johnny has inherited not just Collingwood the house, but the whole of the estate, including the two cottages we live in.
Yes, I know, but you don't think...
No, but I do think that perhaps it would be best if we kept on the right side of him. It is only a couple of hours out of our lives.
It might be the last couple of hours we have left. The freezing cold will probably finish us off.
Aunt Phyllis, Aunt Adeline. Let me introduce you to Mr. Stanley Hobbs from the Examiner.
Pleased to meet you.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Hobbs.
How do you do?
Well, I must say, it's good of you ladies to come out on a freezing afternoon like this.
We wouldn't miss it for the world, would we, Adeline?
No, I'm very much looking forward to it.
So am I. Say, are those your posters?
What about them?
I thought you were supporting the Red Cross.
Indeed we are.
Then why have the posters got Reed Cross on them?
I've no idea.
Look, you must have authorised them.
Yeah, yes, but it's the first time I've seen them.
Always check the wording. Take that from an editor.
Very good advice. I only wish you'd been here before they were put up.
Excuse me, I must get a photograph. Miss Reed!
That's the last thing the factory needs right now. Bad publicity. Oh, damn.
What?
He's even trying to get Lester and Iris Reed to pose in front of it.
At least they have the decency to look embarrassed.
Not from where I'm standing, they don't.
It looks to me as though they're cringing.
That's them smiling from ear to ear.
We have to do something.
But what?
Well, I can't have this as the main story.
With the best will in the world, dear, there's nothing we can do.
Hobbs hasn't even seen the team come on the pitch. He's so busy photographing the wretched posters.
Surely a spelling mistake hardly merits a headline.
No, but a blatant attempt at publicity at the expense of the Red Cross might. He told me he'd already had several run-ins with the Reeds.
What's happened? Nothing's happening.
Look, someone's laying a wreath to remember the fall.
They've opened two new shops, you know, the Reeds, but Edgar Bates has refused to send any reporter to cover them. This might be just the story he's looking for to prove his point about them.
Shush, Johnny, dear. I think we're supposed to be observing a minute's silence.
What? What does that mean? Look, the referee stopped the match and let the other team have a go at kicking it unhindered. That can't be right, can it?
I don't know.
I thought you said Silas loved the game.
He does, but he hasn't taught it to me.
Oh, no, look. The other team have scored a goal. Our goalkeeper moves with all the agility of a harpooned giraffe.
She can't help being tall.
It's a shame she isn't as wide as she's tall. Then nothing could get past her.
I think we can go back indoors now, Phyllis. We've shown our faces.
You go if you want to. I'm going to go down there to the pitch side to get a better look. What's the matter with her?
Oh,
that one.
She's one of ours. You can tell by the colour of the costume.
I don't care what she's got on. A bow-legged donkey could play better than that. Come on, we need to cheer them on.
You go, dear. I'll catch you up.
Miss Marshall, I just wanted to say thank you again for yesterday evening.
Please don't mention it, Miss Reed. Are you enjoying the football?
I am.
Oh, that doesn't sound very wholehearted.
Well, I'm afraid there's a misprint on the posters.
So I hear. Johnny, Mr. Marshall, is quite annoyed about it, especially as the editor of the Examiner seems to find it so interesting.
Kick it! Kick it again, girl! Run after it! What's the matter with you, just standing there?
Oh, my goodness.
It was my fault, you see. I don't suppose you could have a word with him.
Yes!
Did you see that? I didn't know they could use their heads. Oh, look at her hair. A woman's crowning glory covered in mud. Still, it was worth it, wasn't it?
Maybe if you were to say it was me, not Lester, that might minimise...
I'm sorry, Miss Reed. I really don't see what good it would do. No. No, I've missed the ending. How did it end?
No, Miss Marshall, it's just half time.
Oh, do you mean like an interval?
Yes.
And we have the second act still to come?
Yes.
And you are?
Edie Chadwick. Edie, pleased to meet you.
Whoops, careful! You've just knocked Miss Marshall's handbag over.
Oh, dear, I'd quite forgotten it was there.
I didn't touch it.
Don't worry, let me put everything back for you.
That is kind.
I'm sorry, but I really don't think it was me.
No harm done. Are you the team coach?
No, but I help organise them. My dear friend Martha died in the explosion. She was their best player.
I'm so sorry, dear. I think my maid Daisy might have mentioned her. We could certainly do with her now. I think we're losing 2-1.
3.
Oh, I must have missed one.
And we're 3 of our best players down.
That would explain it, then.
It's very odd, you see. Slightly mystical, really.
Mystical?
The exact 3 dolls which we used to teach strategy have also gone missing.
Dolls? Were they dressed like the team?
Not only that, they were painted to look like the actual players.
Ah, now, I think I might have an idea.
Miss Marshall, I think I've put everything back, including this. Were you aware it was in there?
Oh, the missing pearl. That's where it got to. Fancy that. I've been looking high and low. How can I ever thank you, Miss Reed?
If there's any way you could, perhaps...
I will, of course, tell Mr. Marshall the posters were your fault rather than your brother's. I'll do everything I can. But unfortunately, I don't think it'll make any difference, not really, to what Mr. Hobbs wants to write.
Sorry to interrupt.
Oh.
Edie Chadwick.
Oh,
yes.
I'm Bill McCracken. I used to play
Newcastle for... United, I know. I'm thrilled to meet you, sir.
I'm retired from the game now. I work in a munitions factory like you.
Oh, the team all work in the factory, but I actually work on the trams.
So how did you get interested in football?
That's a long story.
I must get his autograph for Silas.
Is he very famous?
Yes.
Can you see Mr. Hobbs?
Over there.
Come on, quickly. I have an idea.
I can't get anywhere quickly on this mud in these shoes.
He's just there, Mr. Hobbs, talking to the girl who organises the team.
Ladies football to be played internationally, and that's where you come in.
Me?
Yes. I'd like you to help me choose a team made up of girls from both Tyneside and Teesside. The first match will be against a team from Ireland.
Excuse me, Mr. McCracken.
One moment. Why don't we meet up in the week and talk over the details? That's if you're interested.
Absolutely. Yes, Mr. McCracken. I think it's a sign.
A sign?
Part of me long story.
Now, my dear lady, what can I do for you?
May I introduce Mr. Stanley Hobbs, the editor of The Examiner? Mr. McCracken used to play for...
Miss Marshall. Bill McCracken's so famous he needs no introduction. Did I hear you correctly? You have a plan for ladies' football to become international.
Mr. McCracken takes ladies' football seriously, unlike a lot of people I could mention, Mr. Hobbs.
I have seen the light, Miss Chadwick. Do you have a couple of minutes to spare, Bill? I'd like to interview you about it.
Of course.
Let's get out this weather, get under the awning.
How can I thank you, Aunt Phyllis? You have magicked the poster story away. I think you can be excused from your duties and go indoors.
And miss the second act, not likely.
Thank you so much, Miss Marshall.
Oh, thank you, Miss Reed, for finding my missing pearl.
Well, isn't that splendid? For once, everyone's pleased.
Well, I'm glad you all are.
I know our team is losing at the moment, dear, but there's still everything to play for.
Oh, it's not that. At last, we'll have a ladies-only match at Collingwood, but the story in the newspaper is going to be about a man.
He's famous.
I know, but even
and so... And now Stanley Hobbs is interested in the team, he's bound to cover the match in Ireland. So with a bit of luck, next time the headline will be about Marshall's ladies playing for England.
Search online for more information about Homefront and World War I on the BBC.